All right. Once again, I am Sarah, and I am an addict. For those of you who'd like to join in with me, just to kind of center myself, I'm going to read the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me, to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Anyway. All right. Well, I, you know, basically found my way into CA by someone doing literally 12-step work. You know, I can go into my history as far as, you know, how I got here, but I think a lot of us know how we all got here. But basically, you know, through my addiction, I had lost the custody of my son, and I lost my house, I lost cars, I lost a business. And I was pretty much just a vacant soul, you know, at that time. I really struggled, and my mom had me at a Perkins restaurant, of all places, because my mother likes to pretend everything's okay, and we should just still be fine, and we're still a good family, and even though, you know, I'm withdrawing, and so she wanted me to put my good face on and go into this restaurant, and so I'm sitting in the restaurant just, like, literally, I can't even imagine what I look like, and this woman had walked up to her and handed her a CA meeting list. And she said, when she's ready, tell her to come find us. And this makes me emotional every time I talk about it, because that literally saved my life. Because it helped me take a chance that I needed to take a chance on. And, you know, meaning that I had tried recovery many times, but I just didn't find that family that I fit with. And so I didn't, you know, use that meeting list for a while. You know, I kind of went on a table somewhere, and I had a lot more misery that I had to kind of keep going back out for. But I came across that that meeting list, and I walked into a Saturday morning meeting at the CA Central office, and it changed my life. I found people who understood me and people who accepted me, and even though I still had lost the custody of my son at that time, I had people who just lifted me up, and it was the first time that I had ever found a fellowship that really helped me work the steps and live recovery. You know, not just go to meetings and not just socialize and not just do all that. It was like becoming part of something else, you know, something bigger than myself. And it was also the first time that I truly started to understand my higher power. And have a relationship with my higher power. So, you know, the first meeting I ever went to, you know, I met actually, well, I know for one for sure, my first sponsor who, she was amazing. Because even when I had relapsed once in between coming back, and she would check in on me and just here and there, make sure that I knew I was doing all right. And that's the kind of love that that this is about. You know, it's not just about, oh, you gotta do it perfectly. It's, you know, it's about doing it, and if you fall, we'll be here, you know, when you need to get picked back up. So I stand before you clean and sober, and today I have 133 days clean. And that means a lot to me, because I'm still fighting for my son. You know, I'm very close to getting him back. I live in a homeless shelter right now, and you know what? And I stand outside that shelter and I feel full of life and full of gratitude because I'm clean today and I'm not sick and I have friends and people don't run when I come around anymore and hide their wallets and all that normal stuff. So I'm really grateful to be here and thank you guys so much for listening to me.